sir. Can you tell us about what you're representing here?
Here we are representing about the sericulture, and we developed a center that is called a Center for Skill Development and Seri Technology in Hansraj College, University of Delhi. So in that center, students, they used to learn about the how to produce the silk and how to develop different kinds of biomedical products, as well as agricultural products, cosmetic products. So this is the things, and here I can show you these are the different kinds of worms they use to produce the silk. And here I can show you, this is the mulberry cocoon, and mulberry cocoon they use to produce the silk. And here you can see then egg, then this is the silkworms, tiny silkworms. They used to be developed like this, and after that they used to prepare the cocoons. These are the mulberry cocoons. So with this mulberry cocoon, they used to, first we have to boil the mulberry cocoon, and after that we have to reel the mulberry cocoon to get the silk. And this silk is a kind of natural protein that is made up of sericin and fibrin. So you can say it is a natural biomaterial. And after that, whatever waste cocoon or waste material is there, usually we used to prepare different kinds of crafting material. This is made by the waste cocoon. Here you can see the flowers, rose flowers. This is the kind of garland which is prepared by the students. And this is also prepared by the waste cocoon. So this is the our concept, and some of the students, they are preparing the this face cream, as well as one student, he is working on a filtering devices, and one another student, they are making the mulberry jute, means whatever the mulberry sticks, waste mulberry sticks, they used to prepare the mulberry jute with the help of this mulberry twigs after the pruning. So you can say that the sericulture is completely zero waste industry.
Thank you so much for telling us, sir.